This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Money Pit is presented by Dush Coatings. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Happy holidays, everybody. We hope that you're enjoying this very special time of the year. And as we seal ourselves up inside the home and we start to spend more time inside than outside, you get to spend a lot of time focusing on those four walls. And if you've got projects you want to tackle to make your home look better, feel better, be more comfortable, use less energy, now would be a great time for you to reach out to us with those questions, because that's what we do. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974, or faster yet, you can post your questions to moneypit.com/ask. Just click the blue microphone button. You can record your question. It will come right to us for the fastest possible response. Coming up on today's episode, are you guys collectors of leftover paint? Unfortunately, it doesn't have much of a resale value like other things we collect, but in my house, I do seem to have a never-ending supply of partially used cans of paint. And if that's you, we're going to share some tips on how you can preserve that paint and great ways to use it up.
And are you planning on selling your home this coming year? Well, if you are, a few recent trends may have homebuyers looking elsewhere. We're going to share what to avoid when you put your house on the market.
And as you do your gift shopping, have you guys noticed how many retailers offer the opportunity to purchase a extended warranty? I mean, extended warranties are available on everything from toasters to TV sets, right? Well, do they ever make sense? Generally not. We'll explain why and what you can do instead in just a bit.
But first, guys, our focus is you. We know it's the holiday season. We know you guys are all busy. So let us help you make all of those DIY projects manageable, doable, and get them off your to-do list before the big man arrives at the end of the month. Give us a call. Let us know what you are working on so we can grant your Christmas wish.
We want to take those projects and make them DI done. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Cheryl in Texas, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you?
I have some countertops that are plywood. I just purchased a house recently, and I'm planning to do a total remodel in about a year. But right now, the countertops are plywood, and so I wanted an idea to put on the countertop so that I don't have water damage to the plywood, and plus something that looks nice, and I was wondering if you might have an idea.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of different options, of course, at a variety of price points, and if you're looking for something that's just going to be temporary but still stylish and functional, you know, probably your quickest and most DIY and affordable option could be tile. Now, that's going to be something that you could easily do on your own, and there's a lot of different choices to keep you within a variety of price points. And that generally can look really, really great. The other options are laminate countertops, which you can get pre-cut at the local home center, and that just depends on how much of a run you need and how much actual cutting to fit to size that you have to get. But those are probably going to be your two most affordable. I think with tile, it really gives you an opportunity to make it really stylish and your own and something that you can feel proud of doing yourself and last you through the long haul until you're ready to do a major remodel.
Okay. And what do you usually adhere the tile with? I'm not really much of a DIY person, but I'm sure I think I could do it, but I was just kind of curious with the water, what adheres that tile and keeps that countertop protected?
So there's two options. There's a tile mastic, which is sort of like a glue that you trowel onto the plywood and you stick the tiles onto that. And then there's like a tile mat. It's like a two-sided adhesive mat that you glue that down to the wood surface in your case. Then you peel off a backing and you can stick the tiles right on top of that. So there's a couple of ways to do that. If you can find the mat, what's interesting about that is you can grout right away. If you use the mastic, you've got to let it dry overnight and then you can grout.
Okay. I like those ideas. Okay. Thank you so much.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Mike in Pennsylvania is on the line with a flooring question. How can we help you today?
My kitchen floor is vinyl, floor, with a couple of things in it where things have been dropped over the years. So it's broken the outer seal and the black is showing through, the underlayment or whatever. So a couple of options, and I've had experience with sticky back tiles on the laundry room concrete floor. I've also put ceramic tile down in a foyer. With the cement board and so forth. And what I'm thinking, in my kitchen, if I went with the ceramic, then I've got a problem with putting the cement board down plus the ceramic tile, and I'd have to cut some doors. My question is, I think the easy way out, would sticky back tiles work over a vinyl floor?
I think probably not too well. I've got another option for you. Have you considered laminate flooring? Are you familiar with it?
Yeah.
So laminate flooring is perfect for this situation because you can lay it down right over the old vinyl, or you could pull the vinyl up if you choose to. It doesn't have to be glued down. The boards simply lock together. The tongue and the groove joint of the laminate boards, whether they're strips or whether they're square planks, will lock together. And then essentially it will just sit on top of that floor. You leave about a quarter of an inch space between the edge of the laminate and the floor. You can use a piece of shoe molding to cover that between the baseboard molding and the laminate itself. And it doesn't take up a lot of room, not as much room as putting down, you know, you mentioned the backer board and the tile and so on. It's only going to take up about a quarter of an inch or so. Now, I've had laminate floor in my kitchen for almost 20 years, and you can hardly see anywhere on tear at all. You'd be hard-pressed to find any worn areas. It's really incredibly durable stuff.
So there's no grout or anything. They just interlock, basically, like a tongue and groove, right?
No. And the thing is, you could find laminates that look like stone tile. You could find them that look like ceramic tile or marble. And you could find them that look like hardwood floor. They're absolutely beautiful, and they're super durable. So I think that's the best solution for your situation. Mike, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Coming up, if you're sitting on a stash of leftover latex paint, and let's be honest, who isn't? You know, you've got a closet or a shelf somewhere that has all of that paint from probably three coats ago. Well, you may have a gold mine when it comes to home decorating, but, you know, with a little imagination and some creative flair, you can be using that leftover paint to give your home some extra appeal and, you know, have a lot of fun in the process. We've got some tips to help with that next on the Money Pit.
Now's a great time to check your roof for damage or wear. Not only does harsh weather beat up your roof, but with age, asphalt shingles will start to lose their natural oil and become dry and brittle. But that doesn't always mean they need a costly replacement. RoofMax Roof Rejuvenation Treatment is a safe, easy, and affordable alternative to roof replacement. And right now, they're offering a free tune-up completed prior to applying treatment. They'll fix nail pops, refasten loose flashing, and seal cracks and exposed nails. An $859 value. I got a RoofMax treatment for my mom's house and saw it in action. It really works. RoofMax is trusted nationally installers are locally owned and operated. And get this, for every roof saved, RoofMax works with the Dave Thomas Foundation to find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. To find a RoofMax installer near you, go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com, or call 1-800-ROOFMAX.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality certified pros at Angie.com.
We've got something pretty exciting to share today for all of our listeners who are serious about clean drinking water at home. It's easy to install and takes care of all your water filtration needs.
That's right, Les. We're talking about the RO Pure Plus from Premier H2O. This reverse osmosis system is designed to specifically fit into those tight under-counter spaces without compromising on performance.
Exactly. You know, the RO Pure Plus features four stages of filtration, which not only traps sediments, but also reduces the total dissolved solids and that chlorine taste and odor that we all hate. The result? Crystal clear, great-tasting drinking water for your family. And when it's time to change those filters, it is completely hassle-free.
Yep, and don't forget about the annual filter replacement kit. It's a complete one-year supply designed to keep your system running smoothly and your water tasting fresh.
Check out the RO Pure Plus today at premierh2o.com/moneypit and use the code MONEYPIT to get your exclusive 25% discount.
Introducing the new Super Flapper from FluidMaster. Stop guessing. This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or a 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money today and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old noisy running toilet today. FluidMaster is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. Available now at Home Depot exclusively. For any questions, call 1-800-631-2011 or go to superflapper.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Ladera Wallblock from Pavestone. Ladera Wallblock, transforming spaces with ease. Learn more at pavestone.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Give us a call. Reach out now with whatever it is you are working on. Send your questions to moneypit.com/ask or listen and learn from the solutions that we deliver to you and your fellow DIYers every week in every episode of the Money Pit podcast. You can subscribe for free at moneypit.com/podcast. Cindy in Louisiana, you've got the Money Pit. Tell us all about your roofing problems.
We have a camp, and it's got it's a metal building with the pitch on the roof. There's several different layers of the pitch. It goes down, and so let's be like three different pitches on it. We had it put in, probably in 07 or 08. And then around 2011, we decided to pull off that plastic wrap insulation off the inside of the roof and spray on the spray insulation on it. Once we did that, that's when we started noticing the leaks. So we tried different things. We even had another company come out, pull out all the screws and put in new ones that were a little fatter, and so with the washers and all that mess with them to seal it. That has not worked. We've been up there on that roof, I don't know how many different times, trying to put silicone on the on top of the screws after we clean it down along the seams. Sometimes we've even had to get up there, and he's had to pull out the screw, put silicone in, and put the screw back in. It's just been an absolute nightmare to try.
You said these are metal roof panels. Is it like corrugated roof? What kind of metal roof is it?
Right, it is. It's like a corrugated roof.
So they're big metal panels, right?
Right.
When you try to replace these screws, I guess you're essentially taking the panels almost off the roof, right, because you're removing all the fasteners?
Yeah, well, we can't. I mean, with the spray and everything else, I mean, we had even thought about could we, you know, take the roof off and start over. And now with the spray down on it, we can't even do that.
Oh, so this spray is actually up on the underside of the metal roof itself?
Right. So it's like glued down now.
So there was basically no, there was no like sheathing or anything underneath this?
No. When we started this project, we started it with someone who we thought, we didn't know anything, and we thought the person knew everything. And now we know better, but, you know, we messed up, and now we're kind of caught in a bad position.
So, yeah, it's not a good situation because it's kind of hard to try to repair something that probably wasn't put in well to begin with. So I have one idea for you, and that is to put another layer of roofing over the roofing that you have now, but put ice and water shield in between the layers. So ice and water shield is very effective at sealing these kinds of leaks. That's specifically designed to seal around fasteners. And if you were to, if it was possible for you to put another layer of metal roofing over this, but put ice and water shield in between, that would definitely stop the leaks from happening. Short of that, I think this is a situation where the roof has to come off and you really have to do it right from the get-go, because I don't think the roof was just put on, I guess, over some sort of furring structure or something like that. There was never any ice and water shield underneath that. And so I'm not surprised that it does leak, especially from driving rain. I don't think you can rely just on the fasteners or even fasteners that have, like, rubber gaskets on them to keep that kind of a roof completely leak-free.
All right. Well, I tried. Thank you.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT, 888-666-3974. I wish we could give everybody a quick fix, but sometime we just can't, especially when you have a roof that's been going so wrong on so many levels for so long. You just can't bring it back.
Well, one thing most homeowners have stashed around the house, maybe the basement, the garage, is leftover paint from their last project. And let's be honest, probably the project before. Well, instead of letting that paint sit around gathering dust, you can actually put that extra paint to good use with some fun and practical projects.
Yeah, so for starters, if you have a small amount of paint, try using it to refresh furniture. A coat or two can turn an old stool or table into a bold statement piece in minutes. Or if you want something even easier to do, you could paint a picture frame or paint flower pots. These are quick, low-commitment ways to bring a pop of color to your decor.
Now, another way you can be using that leftover paint is to create an accent wall. Even if you only have a quart of paint, that's enough oftentimes for a small wall, and it can totally change the feel of that room. Or get creative with some patterns. You can use painter's tapes to create some stripes, some chevrons, even a checkerboard on the floor or a wall, whatever you like. It's a great way to add some interest and your personality to the space.
Now, keep in mind that the most important reason to hold on to leftover paint is for touch-ups. If you've got dings and scratches on walls or cabinets, a quick dab of that paint can make them disappear.
But keep in mind that paint is only going to last if you store it properly. So you need to keep it at room temperature. If it freezes, it's no good to anyone. You want to keep the lid of the can clean. If paint piles up on there, air is going to get in and that paint's going to dry out. And another trick here that helps is to punch a few holes in that lip so the paint, when it does get in that ring around it, it will drain out and not clog it up so it doesn't seal properly.
Now, the best trick of the trade, in my view, store the paint can upside down. This way, the paint in the can will actually seal off and prevent any air that can leak through the lid. Now, if you want even more tips and ideas and inspiration about how to work with leftover paint and how to store it properly, head on over to our website at moneypit.com. We've got a whole list of creative ways to put that old paint to good use.
Marilyn, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you?
We are a military family. My husband's in the military, and I'm a stay-at-home mom to five kiddos, and we homeschool. And basically, in the past when we've moved, we've always bought a house. And basically, you know, thinking that if you pay yourself, it's better than paying someone else. However, we're moving to Illinois this time, and the property taxes are quite excruciatingly high. And we're just trying to decide if it's better to buy or to rent this time.
So do you know how long you, your husband, well, first of all, thank you for your service and your family's service. Do you know how long you will be in the Illinois area?
Well, it could be anywhere from 2 years to 3, 4, 5. You never know with the military,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Because, I mean, you know what the risk is. If you buy a house and then it turns out you have to move again, if you can't sell it, or if the market turns and ends up not being worth what you paid for it, you could get underwater pretty quick on that. And so in circumstances when you're in the military, I think a lot of times it does make sense to rent, because the other thing is you don't want to have to move out of there, now need to carry two houses, maybe find yourself
being a distant landlord to a property. You know, these are all difficult scenarios that you really want to avoid. Have you spoken with your accountant about the tax consequences of perhaps renting instead of buying? Because there may be some advantages there.
We haven't yet, because we just found out a couple days ago. So.
And you know what? You can always rent first. Renting is a short-term commitment. I understand that moving is a hassle, but you could always rent first, get to know the area, get more comfortable, and then make a decision later if it looks like you're going to stay. You don't have to do it all at once.
Okay. I guess my hesitation with that is that we have 5 small children, so I'd like to move as little as possible.
I would think that better off selling it now, putting it on the market now. Maybe you'll find a cooperative buyer who can delay the closing date until you guys are ready to move out. But I wouldn't want to find you stuck not being able to get a buyer, running out of time while your family needs to move on to the new location. So I think a bird in the hand is worth 2 in the bush, as my dad always used to say. So I would try to put that on the market now. And hopefully it'll sell quickly, and you'll be able to take your time getting to the new location. And by the way, since I can imagine with 5 kids, you find the house just chock full with stuff, the best way to get your house ready to sell, there's a great article on our website at moneypit.com about this, but conceptually, what we'd like to see you do is to try to declutter as much as possible, make those rooms look big and bright, because anybody that's going to buy your house is going to probably be moving from, say, another crowded house or crowded apartment. You want to make sure it looks like their stuff can fit in there. And then if you have any rooms that need to be repainted, just choose neutral colors for the same reason. Make it look open and inviting, and that will help you sell the property as quickly as possible.
Carrie in Alaska is dealing with a heating problem. It's cold there. What's going on?
I live off-grid with a battery bank and inverter with a solar and generator backup to recharge batteries. Consequently, I have a full electric house with propane direct vented furnace. My question is, will installing a drop ceiling improve my heating efficiency and lower my propane bill, because my ceilings are like vaulted at 17 feet and a lot of the heat goes up? So I'm just wondering, basically a 12 by 24 foot area.
So Carrie, what you need to do is to not only put in that drop ceiling, but to put insulation bats above the drop ceiling. If you just put the drop ceiling in, you will not have enough R value in that drop ceiling to do the job you needed to do. So I would build the drop ceiling, and then I would put probably at least 12-inch thick unfaced fiberglass bats on top of it. It should be plenty strong enough to support that. Just stacked end-to-end right above that ceiling. You're going to have to kind of put the frame in, put a couple of ceiling panels in, drop some insulation in, sort of work your way across. But if you were to put that much insulation above the drop ceiling, it will have a huge difference in your heating bill, because right now you're spending most of that money to heat that ceiling cavity, and you've just got to keep the heat lower than that.
Okay, well, that's good to hear. I appreciate the help there.
You're welcome, Carrie. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for joining us this holiday weekend here at the Money Pit. Perhaps you're decorating, putting up the tree, enjoying time with your family, whatever you've got going on. We're so glad you decided to join us. Coming up this hour, are you planning on selling your home this coming year? Well, a few recent kitchen trends are pretty much guaranteed to dissuade buyers. We're going to share what those are and what you can do to update them when the Money Pit returns.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it, and you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-945-4062. 800-945-4062. 800-945-4062. That's 800-945-4062.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Riverfront Playhouse presents Gaslight Theater's Christmas Vacation by Catherine Burns and Mike Urema, with musical arrangements by Josh Lamoureux, directed by Aaron Stewart. See this delightful musical comedy set in a small town where Mark Grimsworth aims to create the ultimate Christmas for his family while maintaining his streak in the annual Holiday Lights contest. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Gaslight Theater's Christmas Vacation, November 29th through December 15th. Sponsored by this station and these pro arts businesses.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
You know what season this is, Leslie?
It's the home improvement time.
It is. And the perfect gift is my new book, Home Maintenance for Dummies. It covers all of the maintenance that you'll need to take care of your home, save money, and get comfortable. It's available on Amazon, and you can find it by going to moneypit.com/dummies. Moneypit.com/dummies. It makes a great gift for any friends or family who own a house, or it's a gift for yourself if you're in a house and you need to take care of it and you don't know where to start. And we want to make sure that we take care of homes because they're getting very, very expensive.
And that's what Home Maintenance for Dummies does. It spells it out step by step. So have a look.
Barbara in Texas is on the line with a brick question. What's going on?
Well, I have brick around my house, and the mortar is coming out. Back when it was built around 40 years ago, I didn't put in enough of the cement so it would stay in. So I don't know if that's something I should attempt to try to fill in. I know matching the grout color is real important. What do y'all recommend?
So do you have a lot of this to do, Barbara, or is this just sort of some minor repairs?
There's quite a bit.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend you do it yourself. I'd have a mason do this because there is some technique to this. You have to mix up the mortar just right. It's got to be kind of sticky. And once it's laid in, it really takes a skilled hand to do it. So I would have a professional do that. I would not make that a do-it-yourself project. If it was, you know, just some areas that were broken out and needed some minor fix, then I'd say okay. But if there's a lot of repointing to do, I would not suggest you do that yourself, only because it takes an awful lot of practice and a sort of a steady hand that is something you wouldn't be able to do right out of the gate.
Okay. I need some good advice like that. Thank you so much.
All right. Good luck, Barbara. Happy to help.
Well, if you're planning on selling your home this coming new year, kitchens are a very important aspect. But there are a few recent trends that are pretty much guaranteed to dissuade those buyers. The first one here is open shelving. Now, I really feel strongly that there are two types of people in this world, those who love an open shelf in the kitchen and those who hate it. Well, if you fall in that first group, there is no guarantee that a potential buyer of your home is also going to love that open shelving. I personally hate it. I don't want to see it. I don't want to be bothered with making sure everything is styled perfectly on my shelf day after day. I do that enough at work. When I get home, I want to close the door, and you don't need to see the 35 different sports bottle cups things we have. So that is definitely a sort of polarizing topic there in a kitchen.
Now, next, sterile kitchens. Now, while there's nothing wrong with a sleek, contemporary kitchen, some homeowners today take the idea a bit overboard. So if your kitchen is so white and so featureless and shiny that it might be mistaken for an operating room, chances are it's not going to appeal to many potential home buyers. So think about injecting some color, some texture, some personality if you want to get top dollar for your home.
The other thing we're talking about here is bright mosaics or some sort of, you know, crazy tile backsplash. They can be very eye-catching, great, but if you have no intention of moving soon, awesome. Tile it any way you want. Go with the biggest trend. However, if you think you might be putting your house on the market, know that not every buyer is going to love that color or the pattern you've selected. Neutral tile selections help potential buyers really imagine how their own color and style preference is going to coordinate with all of those other elements in a kitchen or even a bath for that matter. So, you know, if you're going to be in the house for a while, go crazy. Decorate how you want, design how you want, but know that if you're selling, it could be a detriment to a buyer.
You know, you can't underestimate the importance of neutral colors. When I was in the home inspection business, I inspected a lot of homes that were taken over by relocation companies. These are pros at selling homes as quickly as possible. What would they do as soon as the old homeowner left and that moving van rounded the corner? They'd send in the painters. They would rip out floor materials. They would rip out old carpet. They'd put in beige carpet and off-white walls. Why? Because no matter who looked at that house, their stuff was going to fit in that new color scheme. Might seem a little bit boring, but it works. So don't go too crazy with color. It really can turn a lot of folks off.
This is the Money Pit. Give us a call with your home repair or your home improvement question 24/7 right here at 888 Money Pit. Coming up, as you're doing your gift shopping, have you noticed that many retailers are offering the opportunity to purchase an extended warranty? Now, these seem to be available on everything from a toaster to a TV, but do they ever actually make sense? We're going to share some tips just ahead. FineTape.com is your one-stop shop for tape and more. DIY, sports, arts and crafts, cleaning supplies, you name it. They carry over 100 trusted brands, including industry favorite 3M.
That's right. 3M's catalog includes household names like Command, Scotch, Bondo, Filtry, Scotch Blue, and Pelter. I've personally shopped their site and found everything I need, all at incredible prices.
So head on over to FineTape.com and stock up on supplies for your next project. Receive 10% off of your first purchase with promo code MONEYPIT.
That's FineTape.com, your source for connecting everything.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Have you noticed your toilet running? Well, stop wasting all that water by replacing the old toilet flapper with a new super flapper from Fluid Master.
This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old, noisy running toilet today.
Fluid Master is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. Super Flapper is available exclusively at Home Depot. Learn more at superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com.
Ready to upgrade your backyard in minutes? With Ladera Wall Block from Pavestone, installation is a breeze. Imagine a stunning fire pit assembled in less than 5 minutes. It's that easy.
Perfect for seat walls, lighting columns, and more, Ladera Wall Block is your go-to choice for that customized natural dry stack look without the hassle. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease.
To find a retailer near you, project instructions, design inspiration, and more, visit pavestone.com. That's P-A-V-E-S-T-O-N-E.com.
Now's a great time to remodel your kitchen or bathroom before the holidays. You can add a new granite countertop at a fraction of the cost with the revolutionary products from Deich Coatings. The new Luxrock Ultra Solid Surface Granite Kit makes it easier than ever to get granite countertops in just a weekend. This DIY project rolls on a granite surface that's as smooth as glass. Luxrock Ultra is real stone. It spreads easily over your existing countertops and other hard surfaces, transforming them into new smooth stone surfaces that look and perform just like real granite. The project is as easy as painting, but it's not paint. It's premium real stone surface you can add right over your existing countertop. The introductory price is just $229 for a kit covering 40 square feet or $149 for a kit covering 20 square feet, all with free shipping. Perfect for bathrooms and kitchens. Shop online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of The Money Pit, makers of the revolutionary Luxrock Ultra Solid Surface Granite Kit. Transform your existing surfaces with real stone. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, where we make good homes better. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys working on? Do you feel like you're ready to renovate like a pro? Well, tune on into the Money Pit podcast. We're going to give you some expert tips and tricks, whether it's a kitchen upgrade, a bathroom revamp, or a total home makeover. You're going to gain the knowledge and the confidence to transform your space into a masterpiece.
Subscribe now on Apple Podcasts, because if you can dream it, you can do it, and we can help.
Dan in Missouri, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I have a back porch that I turned into a salon and for my wife, and it was never insulated out there, and I've insulated the walls and ceiling, and I need a way to insulate the floors, and what it is, it's about a foot off the ground at the front of it, and maybe a foot and a half at the back of it. And there's not really a good way to crawl under there and try to insulate. I was wondering the best way to try to insulate that to keep the pipes from freezing.
Yeah, that's going to be difficult because you have no access to that space. I mean, in a perfect world, you'd be able to get under there and push some fiberglass bats underneath the floor, but you can't do that. Now, what kind of flooring is down from the top side? Is there any way you can remove that floor and insulate and then reinstall it?
No, not without great difficulties. It's got old 2x6. Flooring with sheeting on top of that, and then I've got a laminate-type flooring on top of that.
So the flooring is finished too, correct?
Yes, yes.
I don't have a good solution for you because you have no access to that space.
Very, very little access around the edges. I mean, I can get to the edges and insulate around the outside, but I wouldn't even know.
If you could get creative and get those insulation bats up and, you know, pressed up under that floor, you know, that's going to help, but it's very difficult. You know, one thing you could also consider doing is spray foam insulation. A spray foam pro might be able to get the tools back down to the nooks and crannies of that floor space to be able to foam it and sort of work their way out. Spray foam, you spray it and it expands. There's a very significant expansion ratio of maybe 100 to 1 or so. So they put a thin coating on the inside of the floor, it will like fill up to like 8 inches or 10 inches thick. So that's a possibility, but again, it's tricky.
And I ran plumbing and water, so I need to somehow.
Well, if you ran the plumbing and the water, why didn't you insulate the pipes at the same time?
Well, if I was planning on, I thought there'd be a way to insulate around the outside of it or insulate. I ran everything through a window through the basement to get out there, so I've got airflow through my basement. So if I could somehow insulate around the edges, I think it might keep it enough to.
Right. You might want to dig out some of that crawl space, you know, create kind of like a Yankee basement there. Not enough to do anything more than crawl in there, but you may need to lower some of it to get access to that space and do everything that you need to do. That's a problem when you convert spaces like that. You know, they were never intended to be a living space when they were first constructed, so they're very challenging to work around, just like you're experiencing.
Yeah, I'm finding that out. All right, thank you.
All right, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, if an appliance is on your holiday shopping list, more likely than not, you are going to be asked if you'd like to buy an extended warranty with that product, and you might be wondering if it makes sense to do so. Now, the Federal Trade Commission says millions of consumers pay for protection that they don't need. So to keep from wasting money, you've got to do your homework.
Now, first, you need to compare coverage. Know what the basic warranty covers to see if the extended warranty truly provides you with enough additional coverage. Also, know your appliance. You can check its repair reputation online at websites like ConsumerReports.com to see how likely it is that that appliance will break down.
You want to also check for hidden costs. Now, extended warranties often have deductibles, service fees, even cancellation charges. Find out whether a technician is going to come to your house or if you have to take it in to be serviced. And if you have to take it in, find out how far away those repair locations are.
And finally, you will not only see extended warranties offered on appliances. Any toy store, sporting goods store, electronics store will try to tack these product protections on to a sale. Write the register. Well, they're trying to catch you at a weak moment. It's the worst place for you to make any kind of intelligent decision because you really need to do the homework to know if it's the right opportunity for you.
All right, now we're going to remote Alaska where Lonnie has an igloo question. I don't think we've ever talked about an igloo.
Okay, well, we have the opportunity to purchase a monolithic dome, which is it looks like an igloo.
Oh, okay.
And when we were touring it, it's only a 20-foot in diameter. But they did have a dehumidifier inside, and on the outside it had just been painted with a like a vinyl paint, a thicker paint. Mm-hmm. And there was bubbles on the outside, and I took a knife and poked it, and water drained out. So I'm wondering if there's a condensation problem, especially for mold, and what it would take to remedy that.
So what is this dome constructed out of? Is the entire thing concrete, or what's it made out of?
It is concrete.
Well, listen, you've got to have some sort of a system to try to manage moisture in a space like that because, let's face it, first of all, concrete is very hydroscopic, so water that will get into that concrete at the base where it comes in contact with the soil, and it'll draw up into the concrete surface and essentially saturate the entire thing. If there's bad drainage, it can get worse, but I could definitely see how it would stay very, very damp. The moisture that you're seeing inside that paint is clear evidence of the fact that this structure is holding a lot of water. Now, it could draw from the soil, or it could just be from the humidity in the air that's getting into the walls. So it definitely has to be managed, and it sounds like just a dehumidifier by itself may not be the answer. You might need to really have an HVAC Pro design system that could manage that moisture. And in terms of the paint itself, you also have to choose a paint that is designed to stick well to concrete. You mentioned this is a really thick paint. We've seen a lot of paints out there that claim to be sort of almost like a liquid siding that are very thick, but the problem is that they're not vapor permeable, so they don't breathe. As a result, everything stays underneath it, and then when you see those bubbles and the water's just forming right there, it's just going to continue to push that right off. And I imagine when it gets really, really cold, it'll probably freeze and expand and crack that paint, basically making it worthless. So I think you have reason to be concerned, and I would definitely, if there's a good professional home inspector in that area that could look at it for you, that might be a pro to start with, but I definitely think you're going to need to have an expert design a system that works for that. You know, typically when you paint concrete, you want to use an epoxy-based paint that has really high adhesion and really strong durability. But it sounds to me like this paint that they used in this case was not that type of paint.
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right. Well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit. Happy holidays, everybody. Coming up, are you adding a festive touch to your windows? Well, it's a great way to spread that holiday cheer as long as you avoid damaging the window frame. We're going to share some non-destructive decorating secrets next.
You live in a Money Pit.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395, license 109-0355.
Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Reach out to us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Brandon wrote into Team Money Pit saying, I know you always recommend priming before painting. I'm buying brand new interior pre-primed slab doors. Should I reprime the doors before painting them? The finish paint I'm using is primer and paint in one.
Okay, so if the door is pre-primed, primed at the factory, you don't have to apply a primer. You can put the top coat right on that. Keep in mind that primer and top coat paint have different properties, so there's no purpose in putting more primer on top of old primer. And speaking of that, I generally don't like to use paint and primer in one. There's always going to be trade-offs when you do that. If you try to put multiple coats on, I find that it doesn't really cover very well and gets a little bit sloppy and hard to use. You see a lot of brush marks and roller marks and that sort of thing, and you're not really getting any extra protection. Look, manufacturers, I give them credit. They're trying to make it easier for folks to prime stuff before they paint it, because there's a lot of complaints when you put paint on and it starts to peel. You got to use the primer. The primer makes the paint stick, right? But primer and paint in one doesn't really buy much. I would definitely tell you to do it the old-fashioned way and prime it with a primer and then paint it with paint designed to do just that. Well, adding a festive touch to your windows is a great way to spread some holiday cheer, but you need to make sure you know how to attach those decorations without damaging window frames. Leslie shares some non-destructive decorating tips in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie, windows are getting more energy efficient and more complicated, and you really need to be careful what you're sticking in there, right?
Yeah, I mean, you really don't want to mess up a window frame because you can totally ruin the energy efficiency and the functionality. So you have to really take care when you're decorating the windows for the holiday season. You know, that's really the issue. So there's a few obvious things that you should never do to your window. Don't drill into or puncture the frame or the sash. Also, you want to steer clear of gluing, stapling, taping lights to that window frame. And be careful with real pine branches or cones, because that fresh pine sap can leave nasty stains after the holiday season is over. And while it's tempting, do not spray fake snow from aerosol cans on your windows. It can be very hard to remove after the holidays. I tried to spray some fake spider web. That was like this really fancy theatrical fake spider web, like on some decorations in the foyer of my house, and I got it on the wall, and now I have forever spider web wall. It's gross. But I can't get it off, so don't be like me and just be careful with what you're doing to decorate. So how can you safely add some holiday cheer to your windows? Suction cups, they're great for hanging glass ornaments, icicles, a small lightweight wreath. If your home has some younger kids in it, those adorable peel-and-stick temporary decorations that are kind of like gummy and gooey but don't stick and make a mess, that's so much fun. You mean you have to let the kids kind of put the stuff up the way they will. The spelling of Merry Christmas or Happy Hanukkah or Season's Greetings is never going to be straight, and it might, quite frankly, be misspelled, but let the kids have their fun, and you just put the OCD on hold for a couple of weeks. But there's really a ton of great ways. You just have to make sure that anything that you're attaching, just watch around the trim. Now, if you have your heart set on attaching something to your window area, do it on the decorative trim by the wall, not the window itself. That we can fix and repair and not worry about.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, if you plan to do some window shopping for windows, you may find that it's one pretty confusing experience. Well, fortunately, there is one label that's required to be on every new window sold, and if you know how to read it, finding the best windows becomes instantly simplified. We'll explain how to do just that on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
North Valley Distributing, a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, is proud to sponsor Operation Holiday Salute, KCNR, to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces for your dedication and service to our country. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive offers a full range of electrical and electronic products and services. All of us at North Valley Distributing wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the U.S. is in direct contact with a Syrian rebel group that led the overthrow of Bashar Assad's government. BBC correspondent Tom Bapin reports on an international meeting in Jordan.
Most countries here have, in one way or another, become entangled in the civil war at some stage during its 13-year march, and each brings their own interests and concerns. But key to today's discussions was the American demand that whoever runs Syria does so in a non-sectarian way that doesn't pose a threat to surrounding countries.
Also at townhall.com, Senator Tom Cotton lays out a host of complaints about China's influence in the U.S. in a new book called Seven Things You Can't Say About China.
This is the whole point of the book. Are there certain things that almost anyone faces reprisal, threats, job loss, cancellation, if they say about China?
Senator Cotton spoke this week with the Salem Radio Network. Officials say a French territory in the Indian Ocean has suffered extensive damage from a powerful cyclone. Here's BBC correspondent Will Leonardo.
Chido slammed into Mayotte on Saturday, the worst storm to hit the islands for almost a century. Videos have shown whole neighborhoods of shacks, common housing for Mayotte's 300,000 residents, torn down by extreme winds with people picking through the rubble. 8,000 kilometers away in Paris, France's new Prime Minister, François Bayrou, held an emergency response meeting. His interior minister spoke of an emerging tragedy on Mayotte. He said it would take days to establish how many people had been killed. Thankfully, the airport is still said to be able to receive military planes, but communication is patchy and people have been struggling to contact relatives.
That's BBC correspondent Will Leonardo. You'll find breaking news and analysis, more headlines and stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
If your approach to everyday aches and pains is to mask them, you know, feel better for a few hours only to have the pain return and then repeat the cycle all over again, it's time to try Relief Factor. And the good news is Relief Factor makes that easy. Their three-week quick start is just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it. How? Well, its unique formula of ingredients helps support your body's response to inflammation. Relief Factor was developed by doctors. It's 100% drug-free. And for so many people, the results are game-changing. Even life-changing. So give it a try. Right now, their three-week quick start is just $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. See how in a few weeks or even days, Relief Factor can reduce your pain. When you feel better, life is just better. So don't mask pain. Fight it naturally with Relief Factor.
A rare twister may have swept through the city by the day today.
San Francisco residents woke up to the first ever tornado warning Saturday. National Weather Service meteorologist Dalton Berenger in California.
We have several reports of trees down. There are a few reports coming in of roof damage on a few buildings, some siding damage on some buildings as well.
He says tornadoes in San Francisco are rare. The last time one blew through, 2005, there was no warning.
Correspondent Julie Walker. Also, a major ice storm has created treacherous driving conditions across Iowa and eastern Nebraska and prompted temporary closures of I-80 after numerous cars and trucks slid off the road. Many events have been canceled across the area, and businesses announced plans to open late yesterday as officials urged people to stay home if possible, but temperatures rose high enough in the afternoon to melt most ice in most places. This is townhall.com. ABC News has agreed to pay $15 million toward Donald Trump's presidential library. The network's decision settles a lawsuit over anchor George Stephanopoulos' inaccurate on-air assertion that the president-elect had been found civilly liable for sexually assaulting writer E. Jean Carroll.
A jury in 2023 found Trump liable for defaming Carroll by claiming that she had made up a sexual encounter. In addition to payout for the library, ABC will also have to post a notice of regret on its website and has to pay $1 million for Trump's legal fees.
That's correspondent Jackie Quinn. The former president huddled with allies at the Army-Navy football game today. He took in one of the most storied rivalries in college sports while spotlighting his emerging national security team. The Navy beat Army 31-13 in the 125th matchup between the two service academies. You'll find more at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
Last year, your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the clutter factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the death of the salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
I am an American veteran. I am proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-432-3614. 800-432-3614. 800-432-3614. That's 800-432-3614.
We've been fighting the war on drugs for a long time. We answer the phone 24/7, 365 days a year. On a busy night, we answer hundreds of calls. This war on drugs needs our intervention.
Since 2014, Addiction Hope and Helpline has helped people struggling with drugs and alcohol.
When the phone rings, we help people when they need it the most. When we get a caller into treatment, it feels good. It's a blessing.
If you're struggling, drinking, using, and need to get clean, don't suffer alone in silence. Call Addiction Hope and Helpline.
Our people understand, and many are also in recovery. Call for support and strength. You can call for someone who can't or isn't willing. It's an act of love. Together we can help you beat this thing and erase addiction from your vocabulary once and for all.
Call 800-353-0974. That's 800-353-0974. 800-353-0974.
Have you ever heard someone say that probiotics didn't work for them? Since all probiotics are not the same, the probiotic you choose can make the difference between superior results and no results. Look for an enriched formula containing these three key components for best results: probiotics, prebiotics, and postbiotics. A worldwide leader in microbiome health for over 40 years, Dr. Ohira's Probiotics is an enriched full-spectrum probiotic system fermenting multiple strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics. The result? Transformative postbiotic metabolites that maintain and support the biodiversity of flora in your gut for optimal digestion, gut-brain, and immune health. Dr. Ohira's, certified vegetarian, free of gluten, allergens, dairy, and GMOs. For a superior probiotic formula, get Dr. Ohira's probiotics today at fine natural health retailers nationwide and online.
Ready? Go!
Okay, doctor.
Operation!
No, the most amazing care.
They changed my life.
Highland Hospital for Children!
People just like you. Kids like me can play in the game of life.
Thank you!
Go to loveshriners.org right away. Thank you!
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Dear Santa, I hope you are having a good day in the North Pole. Is it cold all the time there? Is that why your teeth are so rosy? My mom says I'm a good helper, but you didn't come last year. Was my chimney broken? I just really hope to see when I wake up, I'm going to see that you came to my house too.
Donate and help the Marines deliver hope to a child in need.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Happy holidays, everybody. We hope that you're enjoying this very special time of the year. And as we seal ourselves up inside the home and we start to spend more time inside than outside, you get to spend a lot of time focusing on those four walls. And if you've got projects you want to tackle to make your home look better, feel better, be more comfortable, use less energy, now would be a great time for you to reach out to us with those questions, because that's what we do. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974, or faster yet, you can post your questions to moneypit.com/ask. Just click the blue microphone button. You can record your question. It will come right to us for the fastest possible response. Coming up on today's episode, are you guys collectors of leftover paint? Unfortunately, it doesn't have much of a resale value like other things we collect, but in my house, I do seem to have a never-ending supply of partially used cans of paint. And if that's you, we're going to share some tips on how you can preserve that paint and great ways to use it up.
And are you planning on selling your home this coming year? Well, if you are, a few recent trends may have homebuyers looking elsewhere. We're going to share what to avoid when you put your house on the market.
And as you do your gift shopping, have you guys noticed how many retailers offer the opportunity to purchase an extended warranty? I mean, extended warranties are available on everything from toasters to TV sets, right? Well, do they ever make sense? Generally not. We'll explain why and what you can do instead in just a bit.
But first, guys, our focus is you. We know it's the holiday season. We know you guys are all busy. So let us help you make all of those DIY projects manageable, doable, and get them off your to-do list before the big man arrives at the end of the month. Give us a call. Let us know what you are working on so we can grant your Christmas wish.
We want to take those projects and make them DI done. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Cheryl in Texas, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you?
I have some countertops that are plywood. I just purchased a house recently, and I'm planning to do a total remodel in about a year. But right now, the countertops are plywood, and so I wanted an idea to put on the countertop so that I don't have water damage to the plywood, and plus something that looks nice, and I was wondering if you might have an idea.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of different options, of course, at a variety of price points, and if you're looking for something that's just going to be temporary but still stylish and functional, you know, probably your quickest and most DIY and affordable option could be tile. Now, that's going to be something that you could easily do on your own, and there's a lot of different choices to keep you within a variety of price points. And that generally can look really, really great. The other options are laminate countertops, which you can get pre-cut at the local home center, and that just depends on how much of a run you need and how much actual cutting to fit to size that you have to get. But those are probably going to be your two most affordable. I think with tile, it really gives you an opportunity to make it really stylish and your own and something that you can feel proud of doing yourself and last you through the long haul until you're ready to do a major remodel.
Okay. And what do you usually adhere the tile with? I'm not really much of a DIY person, but I'm sure I think I could do it, but I was just kind of curious with the water, what adheres that tile and keeps that countertop protected?
So there's two options. There's a tile mastic, which is sort of like a glue that you trowel onto the plywood and you stick the tiles onto that. And then there's like a tile mat. It's like a two-sided adhesive mat that you glue that down to the wood surface in your case. Then you peel off a backing, and you can stick the tiles right on top of that. So there's a couple of ways to do that. If you can find the mat, what's interesting about that is you can grout right away. If you use the mastic, you've got to let it dry overnight, and then you can grout.
Okay. I like those ideas. Okay. Thank you so much.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Mike in Pennsylvania is on the line with a flooring question. How can we help you today?
My kitchen floor is vinyl. Vinyl floor with a couple of things in it where things have been dropped over the years. So it's broken the outer seal and the black is showing through, the underlayment or whatever. So a couple of options, and I've had experience with sticky back tiles on the laundry room concrete floor. I've also put ceramic tile down in a foyer with the cement board and so forth. And what I'm thinking, in my kitchen, if I went with the ceramic, then I've got a problem with putting the cement board down plus the ceramic tile, and I'd have to cut some doors. My question is, take the easy way out, would sticky back tiles work over a vinyl floor?
I think probably not too well. I've got another option for you. Have you considered laminate flooring? Are you familiar with it?
Yeah. Yeah.
So laminate flooring is perfect for this situation because you can lay it down right over the old vinyl, or you could pull the vinyl up if you choose to. It doesn't have to be glued down. The boards simply lock together. The tongue and the groove joint of the laminate boards, whether they're strips or whether they're square planks, will lock together. And then essentially it will just sit on top of that floor. You leave about a quarter of an inch space between the edge of the laminate and the floor. You can use a piece of shoe molding to cover that between the baseboard molding and the laminate itself. And it doesn't take up a lot of room, not as much room as putting down, you know, you mentioned the backer board and the tile and so on. It's only going to take up about a quarter of an inch or so. Now, I've had laminate floor in my kitchen for almost 20 years, and you can hardly see anywhere on tear at all. You'd be hard-pressed to find any worn areas. It's really incredibly durable stuff.
So there's no grout or anything. They just interlock, basically, like a bunging groove, right?
No. And the thing is, you could find laminates that look like stone tile. You can find them that look like ceramic tile or marble, and you can find them that look like hardwood floor. They're absolutely beautiful, and they're super durable. So I think that's the best solution for your situation. Mike, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Coming up, if you're sitting on a stash of leftover latex paint, and let's be honest, who isn't? You know, you've got a closet or a shelf somewhere that has all of that paint from probably three coats ago. Well, you may have a gold mine when it comes to home decorating, but, you know, with a little imagination and some creative flair, you can be using that leftover paint to give your home some extra appeal and, you know, have a lot of fun in the process. We've got some tips to help with that next on the Money Pit.
Now's a great time to check your roof for damage or wear. Not only does harsh weather beat up your roof, but with age, asphalt shingles will start to lose their natural oil and become dry and brittle. But that doesn't always mean they need a costly replacement. RoofMax Roof Rejuvenation Treatment is a safe, easy, and affordable alternative to roof replacement. And right now, they're offering a free tune-up completed prior to applying treatment. They'll fix nail pops, refasten loose flashing, and seal cracks and exposed nails. An $859 value. I got a RoofMax treatment for my mom's house and saw it in action. It really works. RoofMax is trusted nationally, and installers are locally owned and operated. And get this, for every roof saved, RoofMax works with the Dave Thomas Foundation to find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. To find a RoofMax installer near you, go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com, or call 1-800-ROOFMAX.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality certified pros at Angie.com.
We've got something pretty exciting to share today for all of our listeners who are serious about clean drinking water at home. It's easy to install and takes care of all your water filtration needs.
That's right, Les. We're talking about the RO Pure Plus from Premier H2O. This reverse osmosis system is designed to specifically fit into those tight under-counter spaces without compromising on performance.
Exactly. You know, the RO Pure Plus features four stages of filtration, which not only traps sediments, but also reduces the total dissolved solids and that chlorine taste and odor that we all hate. The result? Crystal clear, great-tasting drinking water for your family. And when it's time to change those filters, it is completely hassle-free.
Yep, and don't forget about the annual filter replacement kit. It's a complete one-year supply designed to keep your system running smoothly and your water tasting fresh.
Check out the RO Pure Plus today at premierh2o.com/moneypit and use the code MONEYPIT to get your exclusive 25% discount.
Introducing the new Super Flapper from FluidMaster. Stop guessing. This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or a 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money today and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old noisy running toilet today. FluidMaster is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. Available now at Home Depot exclusively. For any questions, call 1-800-631-2011 or go to superflapper.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Ladera Wallblock from Pavestone. Ladera Wallblock, transforming spaces with ease. Learn more at pavestone.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Give us a call. Reach out now with whatever it is you are working on. Send your questions to moneypit.com/ask or listen and learn from the solutions that we deliver to you and your fellow DIYers every week in every episode of the Money Pit podcast. You can subscribe for free at moneypit.com/podcast. Cindy in Louisiana, you've got the Money Pit. Tell us all about your roofing problems.
We have a camp, and it's got it's a metal building with the pitch on the roof. There's several different layers of the pitch. It goes down, and so let's be like three different pitches on it. We had it put in, probably in 07 or 08. And then around 2011, we decided to pull off that plastic wrap insulation off the inside of the roof and spray on the spray insulation on it. Once we did that, that's when we started noticing the leaks. So we tried different things. We even had another company come out, pull out all the screws and put in new ones that were a little fatter, and so with the washers and all that mess with them to seal it. That has not worked. We've been up there on that roof, I don't know how many different times, trying to put silicone on top of the screws after we clean it down, along the seams. Sometimes we've even had to get up there, and he's had to pull out the screw, put silicone in, and put the screw back in. It's just been an absolute nightmare to try.
You said these are metal roof panels. Is it like corrugated roof? What kind of metal roof is it?
Right, it is. It's like a corrugated roof.
So they're big metal panels, right?
Right.
When you try to replace these screws, I guess you're essentially taking the panels almost off the roof, right, because you're removing all the fasteners?
Yeah, well, we can't. I mean, with the spray and everything else, I mean, we had even thought about could we, you know, take the roof off and start over. And now with the spray down on it, we can't even do that.
Oh, so this spray is actually up on the underside of the metal roof itself?
Right. So it's like glued down now.
So there was basically no, there was no like sheathing or anything underneath this?
No. When we started this project, we started it with someone who we thought, we didn't know anything, and we thought the person knew everything. And now we know better, but, you know, we messed up, and now we're kind of caught in a bad position.
So, yeah, it's not a good situation because it's kind of hard to try to repair something that probably wasn't put in well to begin with. So I have one idea for you, and that is to put another layer of roofing over the roofing that you have now, but put ice and water shield in between the layers. So ice and water shield is very effective at sealing these kinds of leaks. That's specifically designed to seal around fasteners. And if it was possible for you to put another layer of metal roofing over this, but put ice and water shield in between, that would definitely stop the leaks from happening. Short of that, I think this is a situation where the roof has to come off, and you really have to do it right from the get-go, because I don't think the roof was just put on, I guess, over some sort of furring strips or something like that. There was never any ice and water shield underneath that. And so I'm not surprised that it does leak, especially from driving rain. I don't think you can rely just on the fasteners or even fasteners that have, like, rubber gaskets on them to keep that kind of a roof completely leak-free.
All right. Well, I tried. Thank you.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT, 888-666-3974. I wish we could give everybody a quick fix, but sometime we just can't, especially when you have a roof that's been going so wrong on so many levels for so long. You just can't bring it back.
Well, one thing most homeowners have stashed around the house, maybe the basement, the garage, is leftover paint from their last project. And let's be honest, probably the project before. Well, instead of letting that paint sit around gathering dust, you can actually put that extra paint to good use with some fun and practical projects.
Yeah, so for starters, if you have a small amount of paint, try using it to refresh furniture. A coat or two can turn an old stool or table into a bold statement piece in minutes. Or if you want something even easier to do, you could paint a picture frame or paint flower pots. These are quick, low-commitment ways to bring a pop of color to your decor.
Now, another way you can be using that leftover paint is to create an accent wall. Even if you only have a quart of paint, that's enough oftentimes for a small wall, and it can totally change the feel of that room. Or get creative with some patterns. You can use painter's tapes to create some stripes, some chevrons, even a checkerboard on the floor or a wall, whatever you like. It's a great way to add some interest and your personality to the space.
Now, keep in mind that the most important reason to hold on to leftover paint is for touch-ups. If you've got dings and scratches on walls or cabinets, a quick dab of that paint can make them disappear.
But keep in mind that paint is only going to last if you store it properly. So you need to keep it at room temperature. If it freezes, it's no good to anyone. You want to keep the lid of the can clean. If paint piles up on there, air is going to get in and that paint's going to dry out. And another trick here that helps is to punch a few holes in that lip so the paint, when it does get in that ring around it, it will drain out and not clog it up so it doesn't seal properly.
Now, the best trick of the trade, in my view, store the paint can upside down. This way, the paint in the can will actually seal up and prevent any air that can leak through the lid. Now, if you want even more tips and ideas and inspiration about how to work with leftover paint and how to store it properly, head on over to our website at moneypit.com. We've got a whole list of creative ways to put that old paint to good use.
Marilyn, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you?
We are a military family. My husband's in the military, and I'm a stay-at-home mom to five kiddos, and we homeschool. And basically, in the past when we've moved, we've always bought a house. And basically, you know, thinking that if you pay yourself, it's better than paying someone else. However, we're moving to...
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones from Jones's Fort Gun Shop, serving Shasta County for over 50 years. As Christmas and New Year's approaches, we at Jones's Fort would like to thank all of the men and women in the United States Armed Forces. Loyalty, duty, respect, honor, and integrity are just a few things that the U.S. military stands for. Jones's Fort salutes you.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. The Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you will find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Put a couple of ceiling panels in, drop some insulation in, and sort of work your way across. But if you were to put that much insulation above the drop ceiling, it will have a huge difference in your heating bill, because right now you're spending most of that money to heat that ceiling cavity, and you've just got to keep the heat lower than that.
Okay, well, that's good to hear. I appreciate the help there.
You're welcome, Kerry. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for joining us this holiday weekend here at the Money Pit. Perhaps you're decorating, putting up the tree, enjoying time with your family. Whatever you've got going on, we're so glad you decided to join us. Coming up this hour, are you planning on selling your home this coming year? Well, a few recent kitchen trends are pretty much guaranteed to dissuade buyers. We're going to share what those are and what you can do to update them when the Money Pit returns.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it, and you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-945-4062. 800-945-4062. 800-945-4062. That's 800-945-4062.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, RealWorldLeaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
What resonated with you today?
The opportunism that he had. He talked about being a basketball player and how those leadership opportunities helped him, how even those small things can help out in the long term, the networking he did, the connections, and overall being a reliable person, because you have to be pretty reliable to partner with the government. So
do you have any of those strengths in common with Jonathan?
I do think I'm a pretty opportunistic person. I take my chances.
And where are your interests?
I like computer science, so I like to program.
You ready to code now? We can sign you up.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, work ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the clutter factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the death of the salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. It's worked for 250,000 businesses worldwide. It'll work for you. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
The IRS wants to do your tax returns. The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. The IRS now has a $114 million budget to expand their direct file program. Filing with the IRS is like playing poker with mirrored sunglasses. Don't show your cards. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Verizon Forward keeps eligible consumers of low-income households connected by giving them access to fast, reliable speeds of Verizon Home Internet at an affordable price, as low as $20 a month. New or existing qualifying customers can enroll following these three steps. Pick your plan, check your eligibility, and start saving. Some restrictions apply. See if you qualify to save with Verizon Forward at Verizon.com/Verizon Forward.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
You know what season this is, Leslie?
It's the home improvement time.
It is, and the perfect gift is my new book, Home Maintenance for Dummies. It covers all of the maintenance you'll need to take care of your home, save money, and get comfortable. It's available on Amazon, and you can find it by going to moneypit.com/dummies. Moneypit.com/dummies. It makes a great gift for any friends or family who own a house, or it's a gift for yourself if you're in a house and you need to take care of it and you don't know where to start. And we want to make sure that we take care of homes because they're getting very, very expensive. And that's what Home Maintenance for Dummies does. It spells it out step by step. So have a look.
Barbara in Texas is on the line with a brick question. What's going on?
Well, I have brick around my house, and the mortar is coming out. Back when it was built around 40 years ago, I didn't put in enough of the cement so it would stay in. So I don't know if that's something I should attempt to try to fill in. I know matching the grout color is real important. What do y'all recommend?
So do you have a lot of this to do, Barbara, or is this just sort of some minor repairs?
There's quite a bit.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend you do it yourself. I'd have a mason do this because there is some technique to this. You have to mix up the mortar just right. It's got to be kind of sticky. And once it's laid in, it really takes a skilled hand to do it. So I would have a professional do that. I would not make that a do-it-yourself project. If it was, you know, just some areas that were broken out and needed some minor fix, then I'd say okay. But if there's a lot of repointing to do, I would not suggest you do that yourself, only because it takes an awful lot of practice and a sort of a steady hand that is something you wouldn't be able to do right out of the gate.
Okay. My need is some good advice like that. Thank you so much.
All right. Good luck, Barbara. Happy to help.
Well, if you're planning on selling your home this coming new year, kitchens are a very important aspect. But there are a few recent trends that are pretty much guaranteed to dissuade those buyers. The first one here is open shelving. Now, I really feel strongly that there are two types of people in this world, those who love an open shelf in the kitchen and those who hate it. Well, if you fall in that first group, there is no guarantee that a potential buyer of your home is also going to love that open shelving. I personally hate it. I don't want to see it. I don't want to be bothered with making sure everything is styled perfectly on my shelf day after day. I do that enough at work. When I get home, I want to close the door, and you don't need to see the 35 different sports bottle cup things we have. So that is definitely a sort of polarizing topic there in a kitchen.
Now, next, sterile kitchens. Now, while there's nothing wrong with a sleek, contemporary kitchen, some homeowners today take the idea a bit overboard. So if your kitchen is so white and so featureless and shiny that it might be mistaken for an operating room, chances are it's not going to appeal to many potential home buyers. So think about injecting some color, some texture, some personality if you want to get top dollar for your home.
The other thing we're talking about here is bright mosaics or some sort of, you know, crazy tile backsplash. They can be very eye-catching, great, but if you have no intention of moving soon, awesome. Tile it any way you want. Go with the biggest trend. However, if you think you might be putting your house on the market, know that not every buyer is going to love that color or the pattern you've selected. Neutral tile selections help potential buyers really imagine how their own color and style preference is going to coordinate with all of those other elements in a kitchen or even a bath for that matter. So, you know, if you're going to be in the house for a while, go crazy. Decorate how you want, design how you want, but know that if you're selling, it could be a detriment to a buyer.
You know, you can't underestimate the importance of neutral colors. When I was in the home inspection business, I inspected a lot of homes that were taken over by relocation companies. These are pros at selling homes as quickly as possible. What would they do as soon as the old homeowner left and that moving van rounded the corner? They'd send in the painters. They would rip out floor materials. They would rip out old carpet. They'd put in beige carpet and off-white walls. Why? Because no matter who looked at that house, their stuff was going to fit in that new color scheme. Might seem a little bit boring, but it works. So don't go too crazy with color. It really can turn a lot of folks off.
This is the Money Pit. Give us a call with your home repair, your home improvement question 24/7 right here at 888 Money Pit. Coming up, as you're doing your gift shopping, have you noticed that many retailers are offering the opportunity to purchase an extended warranty? Now, these seem to be available on everything from a toaster to a TV, but do they ever actually make sense? We're going to share some tips just ahead. FineTape.com is your one-stop shop for tape and more. DIY, sports, arts and crafts, cleaning supplies, you name it. They carry over 100 trusted brands, including industry favorite 3M.
That's right. 3M's catalog includes household names like Command, Scotch, Bondo, Filtrete, Scotch Blue, and Pelter. I've personally shopped their site and found everything I need, all at incredible prices.
So head on over to FineTape.com and stock up on supplies for your next project. Receive 10% off of your first purchase with promo code MONEYPIT.
That's FineTape.com, your source for connecting everything.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Have you noticed your toilet running? Well, stop wasting all that water by replacing the old toilet flapper with a new super flapper from FluidMaster.
This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old, noisy running toilet today.
FluidMaster is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. Super Flapper is available exclusively at Home Depot. Learn more at superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com. Ready to upgrade your backyard in minutes? With Ladera Wall Block from Pavestone, installation is a breeze. Imagine a stunning fire pit assembled in less than 5 minutes. It's that easy.
Perfect for seat walls, lighting columns, and more, Ladera Wall Block is your go-to choice for that customized natural dry stack look without the hassle. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease.
To find a retailer near you, project instructions, design inspiration, and more, visit pavestone.com. That's P-A-V-E-S-T-O-N-E.com. Now's a great time to remodel your kitchen or bathroom before the holidays. You can add a new granite countertop at a fraction of the cost with the revolutionary products from Deich Coatings. The new Luxrock Ultra Solid Surface Granite Kit makes it easier than ever to get granite countertops in just a weekend. This DIY project rolls on a granite surface that's as smooth as glass. Luxrock Ultra is real stone. It spreads easily over your existing countertops and other hard surfaces, transforming them into new smooth stone surfaces that look and perform just like real granite. The project is as easy as painting, but it's not paint. It's premium real stone surface you can add right over your existing countertop. The introductory price is just $229 for a kit covering 40 square feet or $149 for a kit covering 20 square feet, all with free shipping. Perfect for bathrooms and kitchens. Shop online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of The Money Pit, makers of the revolutionary Luxrock Ultra Solid Surface Granite Kit. Transform your existing surfaces with real stone. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, where we make good homes better. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys working on? Do you feel like you're ready to renovate like a pro? Well, tune on into the Money Pit podcast. We're going to give you some expert tips and tricks, whether it's a kitchen upgrade, a bathroom revamp, or a total home makeover. You're going to gain the knowledge and the confidence to transform your space into a masterpiece.
Subscribe now on Apple Podcasts, because if you can dream it, you can do it, and we can help.
Dan in Missouri, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I have a back porch that I turned into a salon and for my wife, and it was never insulated out there, and I've insulated the walls and ceiling, and I need a way to insulate the floors. And what it is, it's about a foot off the ground at the front of it, and maybe a foot and a half at the back of it. And there's not really a good way to crawl under there and try to insulate. I was wondering the best way to try to insulate that to keep the pipes from freezing.
Yeah, that's going to be difficult because you have no access to that space. I mean, in a perfect world, you'd be able to get under there and push some fiberglass bats underneath the floor, but you can't do that. Now, what kind of flooring is down from the top side? Is there any way you can remove that floor and insulate and then reinstall it?
No, not without great difficulties. It's got old 2x6. Flooring with sheeting on top of that, and then I've got a laminate-type flooring on top of that.
So the flooring is finished, too, correct?
Yes, yes.
I don't have a good solution for you because you have no access to that space.
Very little access around the edges. I mean, I can get to the edges and insulate around the outside, but I wouldn't even know.
If you could get creative and get those insulation bats up and, you know, pressed up under that floor, you know, that's going to help, but it's very difficult. You know, one thing you could also consider doing is spray foam insulation. A spray foam pro might be able to get the tools back down to the nooks and crannies of that floor space.
Looking for a unique gift this Christmas? Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has distinct treasures to choose from, including Christmas decorations, vinyl records, DVDs, vintage toys, and antique jewelry, such as brooches and rings, necklaces and bracelets. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles also offers vintage clothing and accessories, such as retro dresses and scarves, jackets and hats, along with vintage furniture, tablecloths and silverware, cookware, and glassware. And don't forget Mantiques, including military memorabilia, camping and mining equipment, men's jewelry such as crosses and rings, sports memorabilia, and collectibles. Come find that perfect gift this Christmas at Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. Open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday noon to 5.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Redding Kia would like to express our gratitude to our veterans and those currently serving our country. Since 2006, Redding Kia has striven to be the premier auto dealership in the North State. There's always a military incentive rebate on all new 2025 Kias at Redding Kia. Test drive a 2025 Kia Sorento today. Tis the season of new tradition sales events at Redding Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue, reddingkia.com. The City of Redding cares about clean, affordable transportation. Redding Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
If
you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us. We believe there's a difference between a man and a woman, and I think you probably know what it is.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1468.
It's only a 20-foot in diameter, but they did have a dehumidifier inside, and on the outside, it had just been painted with a like a vinyl paint, a thicker paint, and there was bubbles on the outside, and I took a knife and poked it, and water drained out. So I'm wondering if there's a condensation problem, especially for mold, and what it would take to remedy that.
So what is this dome constructed out of? Is the entire thing concrete, or what's it made out of?
It is concrete.
Well, listen, you've got to have some sort of a system to try to manage moisture in a space like that, because let's face it, first of all, concrete is very hygroscopic, so water that will get into that concrete at the base where it comes in contact with the soil, and it'll draw up into the concrete surface and essentially saturate the entire thing. If there's bad drainage, it can get worse, but I could definitely see how it would stay very, very damp. The moisture that you're seeing inside that paint is clear evidence of the fact that this structure is holding a lot of water. Now, it could draw from the soil, or it could just be from the humidity in the air that's getting into the walls. So it definitely has to be managed, and it sounds like just a dehumidifier by itself may not be the answer. You might need to really have an HVAC Pro design a system that could manage that moisture. And in terms of the paint itself, you also have to choose a paint that is designed to stick well to concrete. You mentioned it's a really thick paint. We've seen a lot of paints out there that claim to be sort of almost like a liquid siding that are very thick, but the problem is that they're not vapor permeable, so they don't breathe. As a result, everything stays underneath it, and then when you see those bubbles and the water just forming right there, it's just going to continue to push that right off. And I imagine when it gets really, really cold, it'll probably freeze and expand and crack that paint, basically making it worthless. So I think you have reason to be concerned, and I would definitely, if there's a good professional home inspector in that area that could look at it for you, that might be a pro to start with, but I definitely think you're going to need to have an expert design a system that works for that. You know, typically when you paint concrete, you want to use an epoxy-based paint that has really high adhesion and really strong durability. But it sounds to me like this paint that they used in this case was not that type of paint.
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right. Well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit. Happy holidays, everybody. Coming up, are you adding a festive touch to your windows? Well, it's a great way to spread that holiday cheer as long as you avoid damaging the window frame. We're going to share some non-destructive decorating secrets next.
Live in the Money Pit.
Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one topic at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America. Parents are under attack. We're being marginalized and kept in the dark by an education system that believes it is better at raising our children than we are. Nothing is farther from the truth. No one loves a child more than her parents, and no one knows a child and what she needs better than her parents. At the Leadership Institute, we're taking back education and putting parents back in the driver's seat. The Leadership Institute is traveling the country and empowering parents and concerned citizens with information, training, and resources to get involved in their local education systems and hold school boards accountable. Whether you're interested in running for school board or just wanted to make your voice heard, we can help. Visit leadershipinstitute.org/schoolboard to learn more about our resources. That's leadershipinstitute.org/schoolboard.
If you're in business, then you know what it feels like to be confused about what's currently working to grow your business and also what's actually wasting your time. Join us on the Success Explained podcast, where we break down exactly what it takes to grow any business in any economy. My name's Chris Guerrero, and I've spent over 30 years building, selling, and investing in companies. and I know the few key actions that consistently grow companies and create personal wealth. And you can plug into all these tips for free on the Success Explained podcast. Just go to successexplained.com and you'll get access to the same tips that have grown over a dozen companies in my personal portfolio, and you'll hear from other business titans as we uncover.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085. And check out their website at authoritypm.com.
North Valley Distributing, a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, is proud to sponsor Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR. To thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces for your dedication and service to our country, North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive offers a full range of electrical and electronic products and services. All of us at North Valley Distributing wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.